And you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fikert Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
It's time to clear out the old, and you can get a great deal now. With new models arriving daily, Millersburg Electric must make room. Get big savings on over 50 closeout and floor display models. Gas and electric ranges, laundry products, refrigerators, dishwashers, and much more. From all the popular brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, and more. Don't delay as the inventory goes down each day. So hurry in for big savings. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hobbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
Who handles your life insurance? Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service, and this is a very important question to answer for your family in case something were to happen to you. Life insurance needs analysis, and when trying to decide how much life insurance you should have for loans, personal income, and final expenses, it helps to have the advice from someone you can trust. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we can make sure that your family can handle your financial obligations if the unexpected were to happen. For your life insurance analysis, contact Hobron's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Stabell, coming off that victory over River to capture that district championship. And looking at that last game, Brady, really a big second and third quarters for you guys helped kind of put you over the top of that game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for us, it's just kind of staying true to the process and hoping that things eventually fall our way. And, you know, we want kids to have the ability and the confidence to go make plays and do what they think is best. And I feel like that second and third quarter, we had kids go make plays. And so it's fun to see. It's fun to be a part of, especially when you've worked really hard for it.
You move on again to the regionals, of course, against this Notre Dame team. Of course, rematch of last year's regional finals where you won by 10 points. So what do you remember from that game last year, Brady? It kind of stood out to you taking on this Notre Dame team again.
Yeah, you know, it was a back-and-forth battle all game. They're very well coached. They play a lot of zone. They mix up their defenses. And so, you know, I remember Evie hitting some shots. And, you know, we're going to have to do the same thing again tonight, be able to create some stuff offensively and, you know, hopefully things go well.
Look at this team. Of course, inside they got Katie Strickland, Gracie Ashley, Good Garden, Ella Kirby. Talk about just the players that stand out to you, what you have to do against this team.
Yeah, you know, their kids aren't, they're not super flashy type kids, but they play super hard. They, you know, their big kids get a lot of points off of offensive rebounds and just doing the little things. And then obviously a knockdown shooter in Kirby as well. And, you know, they do a good job of getting her open and creating her shots. So for us, everything, again, is going to start on the defensive end, and hopefully we can use that to turn into some offense.
Obviously, both teams can say this, Bree, but it's still the fact that your team can is familiar with these surroundings here, been here before. How much does that help if you go into a game like this?
It's huge, and especially for this team this year, we've been in a lot of these big type of games, you know, with our schedule, and so hopefully we can kind of use that as some confidence, especially for our younger kids to be able to go out and make plays on a big stage like this.
Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobrin's Insurance in Millersburg.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 17279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have boneless, skinless chicken breast, $3.98 a pound, boneless beef top round roast, $3.98 a pound, and boneless beef top round steaks, $4.18 a pound. We also have 31 to 40 count cooked cocktail shrimp, $15.99, 16 ounce frozen sea bass salmon fillets, $5.99, white seedless grapes for $1.98 a pound, and no waste broccoli crowns for 79 cents a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
If you're looking for a setting with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shake sand and shingles that have been featured in American home buildings since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harbor Mill Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harbor Mill Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Hi, this is Raleigh Mast. I'm a fleet mechanic with Yoder Lumber Logistics. We are a truckload carrier and broker servicing customers east of the Rocky Mountains. We have a fleet of late model equipment specializing in flatbed and Conestoga freight. At Yoder Lumber Logistics, we take pride in offering our customers fast and friendly service at competitive rates for all their inbound and outbound needs. Give us a call today at 330-893-3131.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rody's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Founded in 2005, Casa de Saucy Stone has been dedicated to serving the building industry and providing distributors with stone veneer products that exceed customer expectations. The innovative, creative staff at Casa de Saucy pride themselves on developing quality and transformative products that will take your project to the next level. For more information or to join their team, visit them at www.casadesaucy.com or give them a call at 330-830-9760. Your partners at Casa de Saucy Stone like to wish all the area teams good luck down the tournament trail.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
This is a rematch of last year's Division IV regional championship game here at Pickerington North when Highland won that game by the score of 53-43 over Notre Dame. In that game, it was a 25-22 halftime lead for Highland, but the big third quarter propelled the Lady Hawks to the victory as they would outscore Notre Dame 16-7 in the third quarter to take a 41-29 lead, and they went on to get the win 53-43. Highland led in scoring by Ashley Mullen, of course, in that matchup last year. She had 23 points in five boards, while Evie Mast had a huge night, 15 points in the game. She would pump in 5 3-pointers. Evie Mast did in that matchup last year, while Mallory Schutzman had 9 points in 3 boards in that win. In the loss for Notre Dame last year, they were led by, for them, by Gracie Ashley, who had 16 points in 9 rebounds. Katie Strickland, just 4 points in that game. She'll be back tonight. Now, two players that also helped lead the way last year that will not be back, now gone to graduation for this Notre Dame team, was, for them, Annie Detweiler had 13 points and 3 boards, and Cameron Bradford had 7 points in that game, but both now gone to graduation for this Notre Dame team. Of course, Highland will go on after that to fall to Tri-Village, who in the state semifinals to Dayton, who had gone to capture, of course, last year's D4 state championship. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
If you're looking for a career in custom home construction, then join the team of professionals at Weaver Custom Homes. Weaver Custom Homes, an ESOP company, offers competitive salary packages, retirement benefits, paid vacation, flexible hours, and so much more. Check us out today at www.weavercustomhomes.com or give us a call at 330-264-5444. Weaver Custom Homes, providing quality custom homes for over 40 years.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Home Siding Contractors.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Is your garage floor paint or epoxy peeling, cracking, or fading? Fantastic Floors by Miller Custom Exteriors is the solution. Our premium concrete floor coating system is durable with a 15-year warranty against peeling, chipping, or cracking, and it cures in just one day. Make your garage floor beautiful. Call or visit fantasticfloors.info to set up your free appointment today. That's 330-695-4905. 330-695-4905.
Highland just two losses on the year, both coming to two D1 schools at the Classic. Of course, they fell to Reynoldsburg and Olmsted Falls. Olmsted Falls in both very close games. Olmsted Falls, by the way, they're in the regionals in Division I. So both outstanding teams. Highland, that record overall, 24-2. They won 12 in a row in the second-ranked team in Division IV. For Notre Dame out of Portsmouth, Ohio, for them, they have just four losses on the year. They fell 44-37 at Fisher Catholic. And also, with the 63-62 loss, a one-point loss to Martin County out of Inez, Kentucky, and also lost back-to-back games to South Gallia, 64-62, and also a 62-43 loss to Fairland as well. Notre Dame has a record of 20-4. They've won three straight. For Highland, averaging 59.5 points per game. Notre Dame averaging 56.5 a game. Defensively, the Lady Hawks allowing 31.5 points per contest. Notre Dame allows 32.5 a game on the defensive end. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
At Troyer Signs, we specialize in helping you find the perfect way to advertise your business. We have over 42 years of experience creating custom interior and exterior signs, as well as vehicle lettering and much more. Stop by and see us at 2740 South Honeytown Road here in Worcester. Follow us on Facebook or check us out at www.troyersigns.com.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
It's time to clear out the old, and you can get a great deal now. With new models arriving daily, Millersburg Electric must make room. Get big savings on over 50 closeout and floor display models. Gas and electric ranges, laundry products, refrigerators, dishwashers, and much more. From all the popular brands, including GE, Cathay, Frigidaire, and more. Don't delay as the inventory goes down each day. So hurry in for big savings. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 17279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Highland captured the Division IV East Sister Championship over the two-seed River as Highland won that game 62-44 as the top seed in that district. And for Notre Dame out of the Southeast 2 District, they were the two-seed. They would defeat the three-seed South Gallia 70-64 in overtime to capture their district title. So Highland takes it on Portsmouth Notre Dame tonight in the regional semifinals. Winner moves on to the regional championship game against either 6th-ranked Waterford or 3rd-ranked Newark Catholic. And it'll be this Saturday night at 7 o'clock back here at Pickerington North. Back way alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. And Don, how do you size up this matchup here tonight?
It's going to be a very, very intense matchup tonight. Portsmouth Notre Dame, they're big, they're lengthy, long. They like to change defenses, play a lot of zones, try to take away the middle on Highland. But then again, you have Highland, who is just really, really deep, got some shooters. It's going to be a very, very entertaining game, and there's no hidden secrets here when you get into regional tournaments, but it comes down to 50-50 balls, who gets into foul trouble, and who executes the best.
Particular two teams that faced each other last year, Don. Again, the Highland proved last year they can take it the next step, and a team that seems focused tonight to go into a big game like this as well.
Yeah, it's a very big plus, especially playing the schedule that they've played. Yes. They're ready for all this. They've seen it before, going against Reynoldsburg and North Olmsted. I mean, it's incredible. That's what it gets you prepared for, especially in this regional tournament.
We'll see what happens. Don Hall, we'll be back around with tonight's starting lineups and the opening tip after this on WKLM.
A condominium located at 2779 Cove and Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions for lease with an asking price of $2,000. This property was built in 2016 and is a two-bedroom and two-bath condo at the Cove and Walnut Creek. That includes a master suite with a walk-in closet and tilted shower, fully equipped kitchen, first-floor laundry, and a sunroom leading out to a new concrete patio with 1,648 square feet. Located in the East Olds Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kate Overton at 330-602-4111 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com. Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and put the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Founded in 2005, Casa de Saucy Stone has been dedicated to serving the building industry and providing distributors with stone veneer products that exceed customer expectations. The innovative, creative staff at Casa de Saucy pride themselves on developing quality and transformative products that will take your project to the next level. For more information or to join their team, visit them at www.casadesaucy.com or give them a call at 330-830-9760. Your partners at Casa de Saucy Stone like to wish all the area teams good luck down the tournament trail.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have boneless whole pork loin, $1.98 a pound. Center cut pork chops, $2.98 a pound. Fresh ground round, 85% lean. Family pack, $2.98 a pound. We also have boneless New York strip steaks, $8.98 a pound. Boneless beef London broil, $3.98 a pound. 12 to 16 ounce Hormel sliced bacon, $3.98. And no waste broccoli crowns for 79 cents a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Sierra Pacific products are an MRV Siding Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double-hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
And tonight's storyline is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now, tonight's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Starting tonight for the visiting team, your Highland Lady Hawks. Number 11, a 5 foot 6 inch sophomore guard, averaging 4.1 points a game, Evie Mast. Number 15, a 5 foot 8 junior guard, averaging 7 points a game, Trish Troyer. Number 12, a 5 foot 10 inch senior forward, averaging 11.3 points a game and 6.8 rebounds a game, Mallory Stutzman. Number 35, a 5 foot 11 inch junior post, averaging 12.3 points a game and 6.7 rebounds a game, Joplin Yoder. And rounding out your starting five, number 13, a 5 foot 8 inch senior guard, averaging 17.9 points a game, Ashley Mullett.
Highland, a record of 24-2, the second-ranked team in Division IV, coached by Brady Slayball in his second year.
And for your home team tonight, the Portsmouth Notre Dame Lady Titans. Number 4, a 5 foot 9 inch senior guard, averaging 10.6 points a game, Ella Kirby. Number 21, a 5 foot 10 inch junior guard, averaging 5.1 points a game, Bree Hicks. Number 23, a 5 foot 9 inch senior guard, averaging 5.4 points a game, Annabelle Ball. Number 34, a 5 foot 11 inch senior forward, averaging 16.5 points a game and 8.1 rebounds a game, Gracie Ashley. And rounding out your starting five, number 42, a 6 foot senior post, averaging 12.5 points a game and 8.9 rebounds a game, Katie Strickland.
And the Notre Dame Lady Titans out of Portsmouth, Ohio, a record of 20-4, coached by J.D. McKenzie. And tonight's storyline is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. They'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. And it's also Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. We're live tonight on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We will also be posting the video stream of tonight's contest to the WKLM YouTube page immediately following the game. That's due to OHSA regulations tonight. We can't do live video, but we will be posting the video stream to YouTube, our YouTube page, after the game's over. So go to WKLM YouTube page after this game's over with to find the video live stream coverage for tonight's game. Special shout-out also to area listener and businessman Brad Schmucker, listening tonight from Cape Coral, Florida, and Millersburg Tire selling 71 years of business. Been in business for a long time, and saying good luck to all the local teams from Brad Schmucker at Millersburg Tire Service. We appreciate all the listeners here for tonight for this regional semifinal matchup.
Highland wearing their black jerseys and black shorts, red numerals and red and white trim. And on the other end for Notre Dame, white jerseys and also their white shorts and also their blue numerals and blue trim as well. Winner moves on to the regional championship this Saturday night at 7 o'clock against either Waterford or Newark Catholic. And jumping for Highland, as per usual, will be Joplin Yoder, a 5'11 junior for the Lady Hawks. And jumping on the run for Notre Dame, that'll be Bree Hicks. She's a 5'10 junior. Notre Dame 20-4, Highland a record of 24-2. Here is the whistle. Here is the toss. It'll be won by Highland going right at Pickerington North. Into the front court, Ashley Mullet dribbles it. The East Central Player of the Year dribbles it right wing. Picks it up. Pass past the corner, Edie Mass. Her pass deflected, grabbed by Ashley Mullen. Now top Stutzman. Back to Ashley Mullen, high on the right side. Picks it up, cross-court pass, stolen away. And a turnover on Highland right off the bat. Going right to left with it. Here, three-pointer by Ella Kirby, going to be off the mark for Notre Dame. Rebound of the quarter goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball.
It's not quite the start that Highland wanted right there at that turnover. I tell you, they're so long and so quick, and it's really tough to get around them. So you're going to probably have to see Joplin or maybe Mallory come up and set a screen on the ball for Ashley.
A little different kind of defense trying to examine that as they'll take it across midcourt. Here's Ashley Mullen. Dribbles the left wing. Bounce past the corner. Goes over to Trish Troyer. Back to Mullen high on the left side. Double team. Back in the corner. Here's Trish Troyer with it. Inside Joplin Yoder. Backs it in. Left wing now to Stutzman. Head fake. Drive to the lane. Kicks the right point to Mullen. Into the corner. Three-pointer by Edie Mast. Up in the air. She'll miss the shot. Rebound chased down by Mallory Stutzman. She'll have it left wing, grabs it. Now three-pointer by Sussman, high in the air, going to be in and out, and back in.
But good-looking shot by Mal Stutzman. Got her second chance points, and she was able to capitalize on that.
She deserved that one for sure, and Highland has a 3-0 lead. Titans basketball cross midcourt. Pass goes to Bree Hicks, high on the right side. Now to Annabelle Ball at center circle. Ball dribbles it now high and left, gets the hand off. Received by Gracie Ashley. Dribbles the right point, now to the foul line. Ashley bumps it in, right block. Steps in, her layup is going to be good.
Boy, she just sort of put her shoulder down and went to the hoop all by herself.
She did indeed. Here's the drive by Edie Mast. Her shot from 15 feet away, knocked down Edie Mast.
Boy, they're going to need Evie to score a little bit tonight, and she's doing that.
5-2 Highland, 6:20 to play first quarter, and Titans have the basketball across midcourt. A dribble to the left point by Gracie Ashley to the foul line. Fumbles it, double team, shovels it out top. Back to Annabelle Ball. Has it center circle. Crossover now between the circles. Still with the basketball's ball. Pass near side goes to Ashley. Back in the left wing, Ella Kirby. Her pass deflected out top and dove after. Grabbed by Strickland. It's going to be a held ball. Arrow does stay with Notre Dame.
Yeah, very active hands by the Highland defense right there. And that's what they need, is sort of every time they get that ball, just sort of dig in there and try to see if you can't touch it and knock it loose.
Mackwell alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. Live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Here's the drive by Ashley to the baseline. Cut off. Double team. Her shot off the last end. Good inside that post.
Boy, she's just putting her shoulder down and going. I'll be amazed if Highland doesn't take a charge on here soon.
Hawks with it, up 5-4. Out top to Stutzman, deflected on the floor, dove after, and finally stolen away. Highland has the turnover, they're second. And Titans basketball, cross spin court, they hand off to Ella Kirby. Again, we'll be video streaming this game also, posting that to the WKLM YouTube page immediately following this contest tonight. Pass inside goes to Ball, out top. A dribble now by Strickland, back to the far end. Back out top is Bree Hicks. Picks it up too soon. Hicks looking. Bounce pass goes to Strickland right on the foul line. Back in the corner now, the Annabelle Ball. She'll find Ashley high on the right. Out top goes to Hicks. Go back over to the far side on the pass to Ashley. Ashley examines it along the perimeter. Nobody open. Holds onto it. And now dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Shot off the glass is good again, Gracie Ashley.
Boy, she's 3-for-3, all 6 points for Portsmouth Notre Dame.
And they had their first lead, 6-5. Ball knocked into bounds, meanwhile, on the pass. It'll be Highland basketball. Ashley came in averaging 16.5 a game for the 5'11 senior for Notre Dame.
Well, three of those have been layups, and I'm sure Coach Slable is going to adjust that because they're going to need to be a little bit more physical and keep her out of the middle.
Lady Hawks will have it right now offensively beneath their own backboard. Ashley Mullet to inbound. 6'5 Notre Dame, and a 4:47 to play here in this first quarter of action. A little pause in the action right here. Reminder to stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKOM. It is brought to you by Village Motors. Zach Kraft reporting on the area girls tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. Of course, Lionville also in action in their regional semifinal matchup tonight in Division 4. And batted to the corner, going to be grabbed by Haviger in the game now. Out top to Ashley Mullen. Mullen on the right point. Again, the East District Player of the Year and Miss Basketball finalist as well. Now on the left wing, Macy Mullen's in the game now to Mallory Stutzman. Back out top to Haviger. Dribbles the left point. Gets the hand off left wing. 3-4 by Ashley Mullen. It's going to be up in the air. No good. Rebound saved by Trish Troyer. Back out top to Ashley Mullen. Highland Basketball. Mullen out top. 3-pointers up there by Mullen. And then be knocked down. Ashley Mullen. And again, second chance opportunities for the Lady Hawks. 8-6 Highland. Second lead change. And now Titans have the basketball in the front court. Picked up by Ashley. Too soon. Spins around. Gets the handoff down to Strickland. Dribbles the right wing. Fumbles it. Picks it back up. Pass deflected. Rolls out of bounds. And a turnover. And that'll be for Notre Dame there first.
That's the half-court defense that we're all used to seeing right there. That was very intense, very active pressure by Highland on that possession.
And keep them far away from the basket as well. Highland has the basketball. Ashley Mullet to the front court of the double team. Dribbles it out top. Mullet to the foul line. Into the corner now to Trish Troyer. Back over to Mullet. Mullet holds onto it. Backs it up. Out top to Joplin Yoder. Dribbles the right wing. Back out top, Ashley Mullen. Her three-pointer from the top of the key is going to be no good off the rim. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Put back is going to be good.
Well, a good second chance points. Nice rebound by Joplin.
Her first two, timeout called by Notre Dame. 3.5 to play first quarter. Highland 10 and Notre Dame 6. This is girls regional semifinal basketball on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with the latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online, sixbunnies.com. Notre Dame basketball. Highland is in the midst of a 5-0 run. And they'll have it at center circle. The pass goes left wing. Out of bounds. A little miscommunication on that pass by Kaylin Darden. That'll be the second Portsmouth turnover.
Two things. Ball pressure and denying that next pass caused that turnover.
And Lady Hawks have it right back up 10-6. 3:20 to play in the first. Bullis pass goes front court to Haviger. Left wing Macy Mullet to Joplin Yoder. Cross court pass right corner to Ashley Mullet. Couldn't handle the pass though. And passes out of bounds. Highland will have their third turnover.
I mean, that's the right pass. It is the right pass because they're giving so much up on that back side. She just needs to make a better pass. It'll be a wide open shot.
Get total service for your jewelry for the jewelry store. With a free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. And it'll be Notre Dame basketball drive. Pass to the corner, deflected again. Grabbed inside the paint. Back in the left wing. Here's Bree Hicks for a three-pointer. Going to be knocked down. Bree Hicks knocks it down from deep.
Well, she's a good shooter and she's standing still.
That snaps a 5-0 Highland run. Makes it 10-9, Lady Hawks. They have the ball. Pass goes to Haviger. Back in the corner now. Received by Mass. Left wing down to Macy Mullen. Dribbles it back out top. Ashley Mullen. Dribbles it to the foul line. Kicks it right corner. Grabbed by Edie Mass. Dribbles it high on the right. Back out top to Macy Mullen. 2.5 to play first quarter. Highland with the ball and a 1-point lead. Ashley Mullen. Dribbles it left point. Picks it up. Her pass to corner. Knocked out of bounds by Gracie Ashley.
I mean, it's a good bounce pass. That's predominantly what you're going to throw against the zone defense is a bounce pass. And a lot of times you'll get that back because they'll try to kick it.
No doubt. It'll be Mallory Sutzman in. Trish Troyer checking in. Ellie Haviger and Macy Mullet will have a seat. In the corner, three-pointer by Stutzman up in the air. Going to be knocked down again. Her second three.
Two for two for Mal behind the arc.
She has 6, 13-9 Lady Hawks. 2:15 to play in the first quarter. Notre Dame has the basketball. Into the front court, the dribble at center circle by Ashley. Pass deflected on the floor. And finally corralled by Annabelle Ball. She'll be fouled. Loose ball foul call on Evie Mast.
I'll tell you what a good foul. What a good foul right there. It's just a very aggressive foul. Nothing hurt. Nobody's shooting free throws. Just a very active foul.
And it's going to be Lady Titans basketball midway into the front court near side. Gracie Ashley, 5'11 senior, 4 to inbound it. Ashley's pass goes to Ella Kirby, back to Ashley in the corner. Pass inside. Backed in by Strickland, back to the corner now. Dribble by Darden to the baseline. Cut off, right to the foul line to Strickland. Kicks it out top, the ball. Ball's three pointers up there, going to be way off the mark. It'll be out of bounds on Highland. Once again, great half-court defense, they'll have the ball.
And that's what they're doing. They're collapsing down on that ball when it goes inside, and then when they're kicking it out, Highland's doing such a great job in rotating, closing out. Nothing there.
Highland basketball in a 13-9 lead, 1:45 to play in the first. Dropping Yoder in the corner. Bounce pass goes to Evie Mass. Picks it up. Back in the corner. Here's Ashley Mullet for a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be chased down by Annabelle Ball. Titans basketball to the front court. Ball on the right wing. Out top goes to Strickland. Her three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Stutzman. Great box out. Here's Ashley Mullet to the front court. On the left wing. Back in the corner. Goes over to Trish Troyer. Inside Joplin Yoder. She'll throw it to the floor. Dove after. And grabbed on the steal, but then tied up. Arrow does stay with Highland, so Highland's going to keep this basketball.
Yeah, Joplin's posting hard. It's a nice little battle inside between her and Strickland. I mean, very physical, very clean, but very physical.
Strickland at 6 foot. Of course, Joplin Yoder at 5'11". And Highland to inbound. Beneath the own backboard. 1:14 to play in the first. Highland has a four-point lead. Ashley Mullet looking to pass it. She'll do so to cutting Stutzman. She'll grab it and lay it in.
Glad it all stuck because Mallory Stutzman sort of jab-stepped one way in her defense, and then she cut back. Easy layup.
Stutzman has 8 first-quarter points, 15-9 Highland. Notre Dame basketball. Out top, here's Gracie Ashley. Ashley backs it up high on the right side. At center circle. Under a minute to play first quarter. Ashley to the corner. Dribbles it high on the right. Back near a center circle. Ashley out top. Through the midcourt line. Gets a pass off, deflected away across midcourt, and apparently was touched by Highland. 40 seconds to go. Still Notre Dame basketball. On the right wing, goes to Darden. Down to 35 seconds. Darden picks it up, back out top. The dribble now to the foul circle by Strickland. From the left wing back to Kirby. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound to the floor. Dove after, and grabbed by Bree Hicks, and Hellball Arrow does stay with Notre Dame, but you can see right now, Don, really, Highland's defense is taking Notre Dame out of their offense.
They are. Coach Slaybaugh made that adjustment. Nothing's been inside. Nobody's been able to shoot any layups. Everything's been contested. Even those outside shots are contested.
And a win, man. There's going to be Annabelle Ball beneath her own backboard. Goes to the left wing. Dribble by Gracie Ashley. Backs it in. Shot the left post. Off the glass and good for Ashley. She has 8 of the 11 for Notre Dame. Highland ball. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer's up in the air, going to be knocked down. 10 seconds to go in the quarter.
What a big bucket by Trish.
5 seconds to go. Notre Dame basketball. Ashley to the front court. Three-pointer by Ashley up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound Joplin Yoder, and that'll do it for the first quarter. At the end of one from Pickerington North, it's Highland 18 and Notre Dame 11. This is girls' regional semifinal basketball on WKLM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Reminder, we are live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com tonight. Zach Kraftbeck at WKLM Sports Central. We will be video streaming the game tonight, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Casey Claxon and Natalie Holbrook. And due to OHSA regulations, we'll be delaying that after the game. So meaning after the game, we'll be posting that to the WKLM YouTube page for the video stream coverage for tonight's contest. All ready for the second quarter will be Highland basketball. Ashley Mullet into the front court. Highland has a 7-point lead. Mullet now left wing. Back over to Stutzman, dribbles it to the foul line. Back in the corner, now three-pointer by Trish Troyer up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound to the floor is grabbed by Ella Kirby. Notre Dame basketball. And with the basketball across midcourt, here's a dribble now. On that right side, back out top, Annabelle Ball picks it up too soon.
Lobs it right wing back to Ella Kirby. Kirby directing traffic, guarded tightly by Troyer. Now dribbles it out top, double team. Inside goes to Strickland and gets called for shuffling her feet. First quarter notice courtesy of Don Hall, where Highland was 4-for-8 on 3-point tries for 50%. And Notre Dame 1-for-6. Highland 3-for-3 from 2-point range. Notre Dame 4-for-4. Neither team attempted a foul shot. Highland out rebounded Notre Dame 6-to-3. Three turnovers for the Lady Hawks and two turnovers for the Lady Titans in the first quarter of play. Highland basketball, 3-pointer by Ashley Mullitz up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Annabelle Ball with that basketball. Ball dribbles it in the backcourt after getting that board, and now takes it across midcourt. Ball up center circle. Picks it up, lobs it left wing. Goes to Ella Kirby. Kirby dribbles it out top. Pass inside. Goes to Ashley and stolen away by Ashley Mullen. And that'll be the fourth turnover on Notre Dame. Mullen has it across midcourt. Left wing now to Trish Troyer for the quarter. Three-pointer by Stutzman up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound pickback is going to be good. However, by Evie Mast. Another offensive rebound for the Lady Hawks. Mast has 4 points.
Smallest girl on the floor gets the offensive rebound. That's all heart right there.
She's done it all year. 20-11 Highland. Notre Dame has the basketball. Pass goes to the right wing. Kirby to the foul line. Double team stolen away by Jopiner. She just ripped it out of her hands. Gooder. Pass inside. Deflected out of bounds. Highland will keep the basketball.
I tell you what, right now they're jumping that high screen right there. Highland is. And it's paying dividends right now. Two quick turnovers. But I tell you right now, it looks to me like Portsmouth Notre Dame's a little bit winded.
No doubt. Timeout is called. In fact, 6:25 to play in the first half. Highland 20, Notre Dame 11. This is girls regional semifinal basketball on WKLM. Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Reminder to simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg and Highland right now, a 9-point advantage. They'll have the basketball out of the timeout. And batted out top, Joplin Yoder. Right to the foul line, the Habiger. Hands it off, shot from the foul circle by Ashley Mullet. Her shot's no good. Rebound to the four, fought four, and going to be tied up. And the arrow does point to Notre Dame. 6:16 to play, second quarter. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the contest. And batted grab against the full court pressure to Annabelle Ball. Back in the front court goes to Strickland. Back out top, received by Ashley on the right wing. Ellie for the Lady Titans. Kirby picks it up. Out top, the pass to Strickland. Back in the left wing, here's Annabelle Ball. Ball dribbles it out top. On the right point, Gracie Ashley dumps it inside, deflected away to the corner. Grabbed by Kirby in the far side. Kirby dribbles it left wing, gets it out top to Strickland. Dumps it inside, Ashley batted away, and here's a steal. Highland Ball. Ashley Mullet on the fast break, backs it up to the left wing. That was the sixth turnover on Notre Dame. Into the corner now to Troyer, inside Joplin Yoder, back to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed, however, by Macy Mullet for Highland. Lady Hawks again get another opportunity. Now the three-pointer by Ashley Mullet, no good. Rebound goes to Trish Troyer. And still Highland basketball. Troyer out, McMullet out top, and on the right wing to Macy Mullet. Back to Ashley. Deflected away, but a foul's called. Almost got the steal, and Kirby gets called for the foul.
Yeah, a long pass like that, you're definitely going to have to at least meet the ball halfway on that. But I'll tell you what, Notre Dame better start boxing out on that 2-3 zone because Highland is just having a heyday on the offensive boards.
They certainly have in this first half. Highland a 20-11 lead. They had the basketball. 5:18 to play second quarter. Macy Mullet inbounds it to Ashley Mullet. She'll have it out top. Takes it right wing. Picks it up, From the foul line, Stutzman, her 50-footer blocked. Rebound grabbed by Habiger. Her putback is good with the left hand.
Oh, nice little look by Habiger.
Ellie Habiger, her first two, 22-11 lead for Highland. They double up the score. Notre Dame basketball. Here's Ashley's pass. Over to Darden. Back in the right wing. Grabbed by Ella Kirby. Shovels it back out top to Ashley. Back in the left wing. Received by Darden. Dribbles it. Darden picks it up. Spins around. Gets it out top to Grady Katie Strickland. Strickland looking. Nobody open. Picks it up too soon. And double team. Finally going to be a 5-second violation. There it is. And that is turnover number 7 on the Lady Titans.
I'll guarantee you somewhere on a board, there is that's a goal for Highland right there, is to get a 5-second count, if not more than one.
And they got that one. Lady Hawks with it up 22-11. 4.5 to play, second quarter. Out top, Macy Mullet to Stutzman, high on the left side. Dribbles it. She'll find Habiger. Back to the corner to Mass. Left wing to Stutzman. Out top, back to Ashley Mullet on the right side. Mullet backs it up near midcourt. Looking for the play call from head coach Brady Schlabel. Now starts at it. Mullet, now to Stutzman, left wing. Dribbles it, right point goes to Edie Mass. Left point back to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down.
It's just a matter of time. Too good of a shooter.
6 points for Ashley Mullet on 2 3-pointers. 25-11 lead for Highland. Notre Dame basketball. Here's Kirby to the front court. Gets the handoff to Kaylin Darden. Darden picks it up too soon at center circle. Lobs the near side through the hands of Ashley. She'll track it back down, but again, playing way away from the basket. On the left wing, the Bree Hicks. Dribbles it out top. Picks it up. Hicks looking. Shovels it high on the left side to Darden. Darden dribbles it to the baseline. Double team. Shot up. Going to be a blocking foul that time. Ooh, very close to a charge. Oh,
wow.
Block by Macy Mullet.
Wow. A little closer than what we are, but I tell you what, that was just a fantastic defensive stance right there.
Great rotation, no doubt. First team foul on Highland, first personal on Macy Mullet. At the foul out would be a Kaylin Darden, 5'8 junior, averaging just under 4 points per game, the 47% free throw shooter in the year. That free throw is going to be good.
First free throw of the game by either team.
Secure your personal team's future both on and off the court with reliable home, life, and auto insurance through Troy Miller Agency, a Wade Insurance Group agent, and good luck to the Highland Lady Hawks throughout their tournament trail. Second free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder, and Highland has the basketball and a 25-12 advantage. 3.5 to play, second quarter. Sussman's pass goes left wing to Trish Troyer. Left of the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Back to Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. It's up in the air. Going to be knocked down again.
Trish, 2 for 3 from behind the arc.
6 points for Trish Troyer. 28-12 lead for Highland. All Lady Hawks in the first half from Pickerington North. Notre Dame basketball gets the pressure. Darvin is still with the basketball. Loves it to Ashley. She'll cross half court just in time. Ashley at center circle. Back to Darden. Darden holds onto it. Dribbles it against Edie Mass. Takes it right wing. Mass pass grabbed by Ella Kirby. Kirby out top. Poke loose. A reach and foul called on Joplin Yoder.
Yeah, no harm, no foul right there. That's what Highland wants to do, is sort of jump that. So now when she comes off that screen every time, she's going to think somebody's going to be there now.
Absolutely. Make her hesitate just enough. First personal foul on Joplin Yoder. Second team foul on Highland. And a inbound for the Lady Titans at side court will be Gracie Ashley. Had 8 first quarter points, none so far in the second. At center circle, here's Annabelle Ball. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the baseline. Her runner going to be partially blocked by Joplin Yoder. Rebound putback is good, however, by Katie Strickland.
That's Strickland's first points tonight. Double figure short.
Gets it on the putback, inbound to the Stutzman. Now over to Macy Mullet, who will cross half court. Mullet has it out top, back to Stutzman. Dribbles it, picks it up. Right wing Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be knocked down. The freshman knocks it down from deep.
Didn't even hesitate.
It's contagious. 31-14 Highland. 2:19 to play in the half. Notre Dame basketball. Ashley with it high on the right. Back out top to Annabelle Ball. Ball dribbles it. Down to the right point. Pass inside Strickland. Double team. Goes down. And going to be tied up. Arrow points to Highland. And Rod, you talked about it. Highland's going to make that adjustment to close up that middle, and they have done that.
And they have done that. It came down to toughness. That's what it was. I'll guarantee you, Coach Slayball just said, you know what, we got to get tougher. We got to chest them up and ride them out of bounds, so they try to get to the middle.
Lady Hawks have it up 31-14 in the regional semifinals. Winner moves on to Saturday's regional championship at 7 o'clock. Ashley Mullet dribbles it outside. Now to the top of the key, into the corner goes to Sussman. Her three-pointer's up in the air, going to be knocked down again. Valerie Sussman.
Boy, sure doesn't take her long to get that shot up, and it's a great-looking shot.
11 points, her third three-pointer, Notre Dame basketball. Pass inside. Strickland's layup off the glass. No good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland ball up 34-14. Long pass to Sussman. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound to the four, grabbed by Ella Kirby. Kirby will take it herself for the Titans across the timeline. 1.5 to play in the second quarter. Comes to a jump stop. Her shot for the foul line is going to be no good. Rebound, grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Into the front court, Ashley Mullet now. Back in the corner to Sussman. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Kirby, falls down, and it's going to be a foul called inside on Macy Mullet, 13 foul Highland. Macy Mullet has her second personal foul.
Yeah, right now the tempo is Highland's advantage right now. They want that tempo up and down, try to get Notre Dame as tired as possible. Boy, and that's working.
That has happened for sure here in this first half. Reminder, we're live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also going to be video streaming the game courtesy of Claxton Communications, Casey Claxton, and Natalie Holbrook. It'll be posted to the WKLM YouTube page immediately following the game tonight due to OHSA regulations. And Notre Dame basketball will have it in the front court. Ball's bounce pass goes high on the left side, grabbed by Bree Hicks. Now out top to Strickland. 1 minute to play in the first half. Strickland on the left wing. Comes to a jump stop, spins around, poke loose, and stolen away by Joplin Yoder. As she goes crashing to the floor. Highland ball. Here's Ashley Mullet to the foul line. Right wing, Evie Mass. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good that time. Rebound grab by Bree Hicks. That was the ninth turnover on Notre Dame, but they'll get the ball back. On the right wing to Ella Kirby. 38 seconds and counting in the first half. Back to Hicks. Left point to Strickland. Highland up by 20. Strickland pass inside. I'll be thrown away again. That's turnover number 10. Now Ashley Mullet across the half-court line. Into the corner goes to Trish Troyer. Three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Gracie Ashley. Has it tied up in the air. This time does point to Notre Dame, but nothing coming easy, including rebounds here in this first half for Notre Dame.
Absolutely. I'm just looking at, they are so winded. Their hands are on their hips. They're looking. They're subbing right now. 19.5 seconds to go, and you're probably going to see Highland play their toughest 19.5 seconds right now.
Writers, stay tuned for high school scoreboard tonight on WKLM. It's brought to you by Village Motors. And Notre Dame has the basketball across the half-court line. Pass goes near side, out of bounds, and you see that fatigue out there putting in, as you talked about, the 11th turnover on Notre Dame.
That's what it does. That's exactly what that does, is make you not think really right and make those great passes.
Highland ball under 10 seconds. Now top the Stutzman. Down to 5 seconds. Ashley Mullet for a three-pointer. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled on the three-point shooting attempt by Annabelle Ball. And she's going to get 3 free throws with 2.5 seconds to play.
Boy, a big shot. I mean, Ashley's just struggling a little bit from threes. She's 2 of 8 right now, but she's just a great shooter. She knows that's the shot that she is supposed to take.
First personal foul on Ball. Second team foul on Notre Dame. Free throw here's up, and they are going to be good. Ashley Mullet has 7 first half points, and she's now 10 for 11 from the foul line in postseason play, so just about automatic. Ashland University commit. Free throw up good on the second attempt. Again, Eastern District Player of the Year and Ohio Miss Basketball finalist. 8 points for Mullet. She has her third and final free throw coming up. Highland up by 22. Third free throw by Mullet's up in the air. That's going to be good as well. Makes them all three. Inbound stolen by Evie Mass. 3 point by Stutzman up in the air. Going to be good.
Oh, my.
How about that for an exclamation point? Wow. Way to close out the first half. Halftime score from Pickerington North. Highland 40. And it is Notre Dame 14. Back around to recap the first half for you on WKLM.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire LLC show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
It is halftime in girls Division 4 regional semifinal basketball from Bickering to North, and Highland has a big lead at 40-14 over Notre Dame. Highland led 18-11 after one, and then a huge second quarter outscoring Notre Dame 22-3 in that quarter. And Highland, a big advantage, 40-14 over Notre Dame as the Lady Hawks took control of that first half. Leading the way for Highland in the first half, that was Mallory Sussman. Sussman would go 4-for-5 from downtown, 1-for-2 from two-point range. Her total of 14 points in the first half, while Ashley Muller just missed double figures. She had 9 points in the half, 6 points for Trish Troyer, and 4 points scored by Edie Bast, and 3 points for Macy Mullet, 2 apiece for Joplin Yoder and Ellie Hamburger, running out the Highland total of 40. For Notre Dame, leading the way for them was Gracie Ashley. Ashley in the first half would go 0-for-1 on 3-point tries, 4-for-4 from 2-point range for her total of 8 points. However, she did not score the entire second quarter. Also, 3 points for Bree Hicks, 2 points for Katie Strickland, and 1 for Lily Madden, rounding out the scoring for Notre Dame, their total of 14. Halftime score, it's Highland 40 and Notre Dame 14. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. From behind the arc, Highland 9 of 20 for 45%. Portsmouth Notre Dame 1 of 6 for 17%. 2-point field goals, Highland 5 of 7, 71%. Notre Dame 5 of 8 for 63%. From the charity stripe, Highland perfect 3 of 3. Notre Dame 1 of 2 for 50%. Total rebounds, Highland 12, Notre Dame 11. Total turnovers, Notre Dame 12, Highland with 3.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Joplin Yoder had 5 rebounds, 1 at the offensive end, and 2 offensive rebounds for Trish Troyer in the first half. And for Notre Dame, they were led by Ella Kirby. She had 3 rebounds in that first half of action. Highland a 40-14 lead at halftime, Don, and Don really doing it with that great defensive pressure.
That is. It has just totally taken Notre Dame out of their game. Offense is all timing, Matt, and whenever you can deny a pass or make the point guard or make your person that you're guarding pick up the ball before she's ready to, that's throwing away the offense, making them start scratch, to be honest with you. But what's really another good telltale sign is Highland is winning on the offensive rebound, 6-1, all right? That's second-chance points. Turnover, Highland has caused 12 turnovers already, and they've only committed three. And Highland has taken 27 shots today. 14 for Notre Dame.
Well, it all adds up to a lopsided lead for Highland at halftime, 40-14, and the winner takes on either 6th-ranked New Waterford or a 3rd-ranked Newark Catholic in Saturday night's regional championship game. Again, the halftime score is Highland 40 and Notre Dame 14. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Unlock your potential at Buckeye Career Center's Spring Open House on Thursday, March 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is your chance to explore cutting-edge programs, meet passionate instructors, enjoy dinner, and apply for next school year at this combined high school and adult education event. Plus, join us for an alumni gathering in the Joe Carlisle Marketplace. The $50 adult education application fee will be waived for those who apply at the event. Join us Thursday, March 21st at Buckeye Career Center for our Spring Open House.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at yoderfamilyroofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 172-279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors build on solid relationships.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Update on another score in girls division tour, division four regional semifinal basketball. It's Latinville up at halftime, 26-22 over Lakeside Christian in that contest. And reminder, this game is being heard live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. We're also video streaming tonight's contest, also courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Casey Claxon, who is producing tonight's video stream coverage, and Natalie Holbrook working the cameras. Natalie posted to the WKLM YouTube page after the game is over with due to OHSA regulations tonight. We can't do it live, but we will put in the video stream on YouTube after this game is over with tonight on WKLM in the YouTube page. All ready for the second half. Highland has the basketball. Mullet has it out. Thought spins around. Bass, Joplin Yoder. Back to Ashley Mullet on the right wing. Inside Joplin Yoder. Backs it in. Shot for the right post. Off the last. No good. Rebound grabbed by Gracie Ashley. Notre Dame basketball going left to right. Ella Kirby out top. Comes to a jump stop. Pass inside. Throw it away. Another turnover. Now up to 13. Mack right alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast as we get started for the second half. And Ashley Mullet has it going from right to left for Highland. Into the front court. Dribbles the right wing. And she'll be fouled. Had a step on her defender, Kaylin Darby.
Well, she did a nice little inside-out move and just right went right around her like she was standing still.
Has that speed. First personal foul on Darden tonight. Mallory Stussman to inbound. Her pass goes to Ashley Mullet. Dribbles it. Foul line. Pass inside to Stussman. Grabs it. Pass to the corner. Grabbed by Edie Mass, and she'll be fouled. Great save by Stussman, and led to the foul on Ella Kirby.
Yeah, we talked about this. We thought that they might come out and play a little bit harder, Notre Dame, maybe a little bit more physical, and they've got two quick fouls on them.
And Highland will have it, as you mentioned, kind of testing that toughness that Highland certainly has. Joplin Yoder backs it into the left block. Kicks it out top to Trish Troyer. To Stussman right wing. Out top to Joplin Yoder. Left wing, Trish Troyer. Dribbles it, hands it off to Stussman, and gets called for stepping out of bounds along the baseline, the fourth Highland turnover.
Yeah, she did a reverse pivot on that and just barely hit the line, but she was out of bounds.
And it'll be Notre Dame basketball in the backcourt. Gracie Ashley dribbles it against Ashley Mullet. Spins around across midcourt, and Troy Fritz coming through another water here. He's our third guy tonight. Across midcourt, meanwhile, we have a 10-second violation, and Highland with that swarming defense once again.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's two possessions, two turnovers, and that's the way Highland wanted to start this second half.
They're getting it done. I tell you, Troy's throwing water, he's throwing money, he's throwing M&Ms. Just keep it coming our way. Ashley Mullet has it out top. Her three-pointer goes up with the air, going to be knocked down, Ashley Mullet. 12 points for Ashley Mullet, the Eastern District Player of the Year. That's her third three-pointer, 43-14 Lady Hawks. Ella Kirby has it. Goes out top now to Gracie Ashley. She'll find Kaylin Darden for Notre Dame. On the right side, Bree Hicks has it high on the right side. Shovels it out top, received by Gracie Ashley. Flips the pass inside, goes to Strickland. Her shot blocked by Joplin Yoder on the floor, and Yoder will pick it up on the rebound. Ashley Mullet across midcourt. Takes the left wing. Drive, lane, deflected, and there's a steal. Highland, their fifth turnover. Darden's long pass to the front court to Strickland. Her layup going to be no good. Rebound goes to Stussman. Now to Ashley Mullet. Mullet to the front court. Pass goes cross court to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's up there going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Strickland. Darden has it now for the Lady Titans. Into the front court to Ella Kirby. Kirby dribbles it to the corner. Picks it up. Picks it out top to Strickland. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot left hand going to be good. And a foul on Joplin Yoder.
Nice little finish left-handed by Strickland.
First team foul on Highland. Joplin Yoder, her second personal foul. Now Strickland, her second basket tonight. She has 4 points. Has a chance for a three-point play. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Free throw up, no good. Rebound goes to Mallory Stutzman. Highland ball, they're up 43-16. Winner moving on to take it on either Waterford or Newark Catholic in Saturday's regional championship game at 7 o'clock here at Pickerington North. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Ashley Mullet out top against that 2-3 zone. Picks it up around the foul line. Stutzman drives to the lane. Her shot left hand going to be no good. Took a bump, no foul. Goes out of bounds, however, off of Notre Dame. And Highland will keep the basketball.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact there. Nice little play by Highland, though.
And a inbound will be Ashley Mullet to the right of their own backboard. Her pass goes to Habiger. Down to Stutzman, right of the foul line. Al top goes over to Ashley Mullet. Her shot for the foul circle, no good. Rebound out of bounds. And it will go to Notre Dame this time around. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game, offering design styles of both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, where quality and service never go out of style. 43-16 Highland, all Lady Hawks tonight. Inbounded grab by Annabelle Ball against that full court pressure. She'll dribble it at three-quarter score against Evie Mass. Lost it on the floor, dove after, and grabbed by a ball. No. Scrum for the basketball, finally picked up. Here's Strickland who has it. She'll have it stolen away by Stutzman. Macy Mullet has it for Highland. She'll be having it knocked loose. There's going to be a weight whistle, and now a blocking foul is going to be the call. But you know, we talked about it, Don. You mentioned Highland's going to have to match the toughest aggressiveness here in the third quarter of Notre Dame. They've done that.
And they definitely have done that. What I like about it is the full court pressure Highland's putting on them. They're not trying to get the ball. They're not trying to steal the ball. But I'll tell you, there's somebody 6 inches from them the whole time.
Second personal on Annabelle Ball. Highland has the basketball. Here's Evie Mass. Pass goes to Haberger. Inside to Macy Mullet. Back to Haberger. Out top Stutzman. Left wing to Troyer. To the corner. Here's Evie Mass to the baseline. Her shot's up. Going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Ella Kirby. Notre Dame basketball. Kirby's pass goes front court now. On the left wing. Grabbed by Hicks. Inside goes to Gracie Ashley. Knocked loose. There's a steal. Chris Troyer has it for Highland. Back to Macy Mullet. The 16th turnover on Notre Dame. Now drive to the baseline, shot by Macy Mullet, high in the air, going to be no good, but she's fouled. Macy Mullet, the freshman, will have a chance to shoot two free throws for the Lady Hawks.
Once again, in just a nice little hesitation move, she went in, dribbled, so her hesitate, the defense relaxed a little bit, then she went around her, had a nice little floater, got fouled.
And it's the 14th foul Notre Dame in the quarter, foul called on Strickland, and that's her first personal foul. Free throw by Mullet is going to be good. She has 4 points now tonight. And stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM after the contest. And it's brought to you by Village Motors. It'll be Zach Kraft reporting on the area girls and boys tournament scores for you. Of course, for the boys, Mansfield Senior and Lexington both playing in different teams tonight in Division II. That free throw is good by Macy Mullet. Makes them both. She has 5. 45-16 Highland. Focal pressure is on. And for Notre Dame in the backcourt, the dribble now by Jasa Bryant across the half-court line, the freshman. Dribbles at center circle. Goes over to Darden now. Back in the left wing. Received by Gracie Ashley. Inside to Strickland. Backs it in. Strickland inside the paint. Shot left hand high in the air. Hit the bar above the backboard. And it's going to be Highland basketball.
I'll tell you, that's just very good physical defense by Joplin Yoder right there. Just to go straight vertical.
And Highland with it with 4 minutes to play in the third. Mullet has to Haberger. Dribbles it on the right wing. Here's Macy Mullet. Picks it up. Bounce pass goes to Haberger. Now to Ashley Mullet on the left point. Directing traffic out top. Dumps it inside. Nice look goes to Haberger. Her shot's going to be good.
Well, has a nice look and a nice finish by Haberger.
Haberger has 4. 47-16 Highland. Notre Dame basketball. Kirby to the left wing. Comes to a jump stop. The handoff goes over to Bryant. Back in the right wing to Darden. Darden to the baseline. Lost it. Goes almost out of bounds. Stolen anyway by Ashley Mullet. Mullet to the front court, dribbles it. Pull-up jumper by Mullet, going to be no good. Rebound goes to Gracie Ashley. Darden has it now for the Titans. Into the front court, 3:18 to play in the third. Dribble to the corner by Kirby, cut off. Foul line goes to Strickland. Her 15-footer going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Ashley Mullet. Tori Weaver in the game now for Highland. And the left wing goes to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer going to be in and out and no good. Rebound grabbed by Gracie Ashley. And she'll be fouled by Tori Weaver, second team foul on Highland, and Weaver has her first personal foul.
Well, like I said, this game is such an up-tempo type game, and I don't know if Notre Dame has enough depth to keep up with Highland's depth. I have no idea.
Hasn't been the case so far, for sure. Highland up 47-16. Focal pressure on by Highland. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Gracie Ashley in the backcourt, working against Stutzman. Her pass in the front court goes to Kaylin Darden. Crossover to the right wing. Lost it along the corner and throws it away. Stolen by Tori Weaver. And that'll be turnover number 18 for Notre Dame. Highland just 5 by comparison. End of the quarter goes to Edie Mass. Right wing inside in the pass. This time goes to Joplin Yoder. Her shot going to be good. And it's fouled. Joplin Yoder.
You talk about strength right there. It was just a typical, just, I want to score, and she did.
Another assist for Ashley Mullen. Joplin Yoder, her second basket tonight. She has 4 points and a chance for a three-point play.
Her first trip tonight from the charity stripe.
15,000 Notre Dame, first personal on Gracie Ashley. Free throw by Joplin's up. That's going to be good. And Joplin Yoder, by the way, a perfect 15 for 15 for the foul line here in the tournament. She has five. Notre Dame basketball down 50 to 16. Who would have guessed that? The handoff inside, stolen away, Ashley Mullen. Mullen has it to the front court for Highland, to the foul line, dumps it inside Joplin Yoder. She'll throw it away that time. And going to be a foul called after that on Joplin Yoder. 13th foul on Highland. Joplin has her third personal foul. Reminder, this game is live on FM95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also going to be posting the video stream of tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page after this game is over, immediately following the game.
Right there, Highland. They're not going to deny the ball. They're going to let them get the ball in, but you're going to have to work to bring it down the court, and it's going to make you tired.
And that's been the case all night long. Here's Darden at three-quarter score. Now finally across the half-court line. Dribbles the right wing. Now to the baseline. Her runner partially blocked by Weaver. She gets called for the foul.
Well, I think Weaver might have bailed her out, Darden out a little bit.
14th foul on Highland. And for Weaver, that'll be her second personal foul. Yeah, it was a tough angled shot for Darden. She'll be at the foul line now. 5'8 junior. Lines it up. That free throw up is going to be good. 2 points for Kaylin Darden on the evening. 2:05 to play, third quarter. McRae alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. Girls Division IV regional semifinal basketball from Pickerington North. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Ashley. And has it tied up. Arrow does stay with Notre Dame.
That is Notre Dame's second offensive rebound tonight compared to around 10 for Highland.
Huge difference on the Highland side. And inbounded to the left wing goes to Bree Hicks. Picks it up. Bounce pass to the right point goes to Gracie Ashley. Dribbles the right wing. Ashley picks it up. Now it's off three-pointer by Strickland's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to Mallory Stutzman. Highland ball. Here's Ashley Mullet to the front court. Mullet pull up three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Edie Mast, however. Another offensive rebound for Highland. Three-pointer by Stutzman's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Ashley this time around. Titans basketball, 1.5 to play in the third. Kirby on the right wing to the foul line, to the lane, off balance shot, actually lost it entirely, throws it away. Now to Ashley Mullet in the fast break inside the Stutzman. Her shot left in, that's good.
Boy, just run the court. Ashley's going to find you.
16 points for Mallory Stutzman. Another assist for Ashley Mullet. Highland up 52 to 16. Notre Dame basketball, 1:13 to play in the third. Darden to the corner, now to the baseline. Runner up in the air going to be no good. Rebound by Ashley. Puts it up. That's going to be no good, but she will be hacked in the arm. That's the 15th foul on Highland coming in this third quarter. And now running clock, under a minute to play and counting here with the free throw attempts. That foul on Edie Masters second. Free throw up is going to be good. Gracie Ashley. 9 points, but her first point since that 8-point first quarter. Again, running clock now, 40 seconds in counting in the third.
Jason Bryant on the court for the
second free throw up, going to be good. 10 points for Ashley. Final 30 seconds of the third. 52-18 Highland. Lady Hawks have it for the final shot, possibly of this third quarter of play. Ashley Mullen has it high on the right. Down to the final 15 seconds. Anna Stutzman, left wing, goes to Trish Troyer. 10 seconds, out top Stutzman. Get the handoff, Edie Mast. Left wing now to Ashley Mullet, dribbles to the corner. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good. Rebound goes to Strickland, and that'll do it for the third quarter of play. At the end of three, it's Highland 52 and Notre Dame 18. This is girls' regional semifinal basketball on WKLA.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
The professionals at Schreyer Signs takes pride in creating quality signs and vehicle graphics. With 43 years of experience, they know how to advertise your business. So stop by and see them at 2740 South Honeytown Road in Worcester. You can visit them online at www.schreyersigns.com. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 330-263-1400. Schreyer Signs wishes all our area teams good luck down the tournament trail. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for March is Buffalo Chicken.
Highland ball to begin the third quarter. They outscored Notre Dame 12-4 in the third quarter. Pass inside goes over to Habiger, and a foul called on the floor as Ashley Mullett went down on that play. And I believe the first team foul Notre Dame here in this fourth quarter of action. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Holm. Highland 1-for-6 on three-pointers in that third quarter, 17%, while Notre Dame was 0-for-1. That foul was the third personal on Annabelle Ball. Also in the third, Highland 3-for-8 from two-point range for 38%. Notre Dame 1-for-6. Highland 3-for-3 for the foul line. Notre Dame 3-of-5. Notre Dame out-rebounded Highland 10-8 in that third quarter. Eight turnovers for the Titans and three for the Lady Hawks in that third quarter of action. Highland ball out top now to Evie Mast, goes over to Ashley Mullett. Left corner to Stutzman. Dribbles it. Out top now to Habiger. Her pass deflected away and going to be a foul call. Reach in foul. Going to be the second team foul on Notre Dame.
You would think this was the first minute of the game, how crisp those passes are and how well they are moving that ball. They're getting several ball reversals.
Still executing. And Highland has it. Here's Ashley Mullett to the foul line. Left pass goes over to Ellie Habiger, back out top. Here's Trish Troyer, back in the corner, Stutzman, to the baseline. On the right wing, Troyer out top, now to Ashley Mullett. Mullett to the foul line. Left wing back to Evie Master. Three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the four is going to be slapped into bounds by Darden, and it will be Highland basketball again. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Middlesbrough and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. Highland basketball in the fourth. Running clock in the fourth quarter. Drive, Mullett, shot left hand by Ashley Mullett, no good. Rebound grab by Ella Kirby. Titans basketball, Kirby to the front court. On the left wing, comes to a jump stop. Hands it off to the corner to Gracie Ashley. Poke loose out of bounds by Ashley Mullett.
Just very active hands. Just never giving up. Never giving up.
Still playing hard. 6:05 to play in the fourth. 52-19 Highland in the fourth quarter. Goes out top of the pass. Now on the inbounds pass over to Savannah Holcrew in the game now for Notre Dame. On the left wing back to Ashley. Back out top. Strickland for a three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Evie Mast. She'll find Ashley Mullett. Not close. Dove after. Grabs it again. And going to be a held ball. Arrow points to Notre Dame. Highland with the turnover. That'll be their seventh. Again, live on FM 95.3, WKLMFM.com tonight. Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. And we'll be posting the video stream of tonight's contest to the WKLM YouTube page immediately following tonight's contest, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Casey Claxon and Natalie Holbrook. Notre Dame has the basketball at side court. Gracie Ashley, 5'11", senior, came in averaging 16.5 a game and 8 rebounds per contest. Has 10 points this evening. She has it now to the corner. She'll find Ella Kirby. Kirby to the foul line. 50-footer by Kirby's up there. That's no good. Goes out of bounds, and Highland again will have it with under 5 minutes to go. Running clock, and Highland a 52-19 lead, looking to move on to another regional final on Saturday. Here's Ashley Mullett. Now to Joplin Yoder. Drive to the lane. Yoder layup off the glass. No good, though. Rebound poked out top. Received by Macy Mullett. Now to Ashley. Her shot at the foul line going to be knocked down. Ashley Mullett has 14 points, 54-19 Lady Hawks.
Another second chance opportunity, and it scored.
Notre Dame has it. Poke loose. Rathen's shot high in the air, going to be no good by Lily Madden. Rebound goes to Macy Mullen. I think that Trish Troyer got the board. Ashley Mullen has the ball. Her shot for the foul line going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Gracie Ashley. 4:10 to play. Notre Dame basketball. Cross-court pass left side goes to Ella Kirby. Kirby to the baseline. Shot from the block going to be no good. She'll be fouled, though, by Ashley Mullen. First team foul on Highland. Ashley Mullen has her first personal foul. 54-19 Highland. And Don, you talked about this before the game. You said that just looks like a focus group, and we saw that play out tonight.
Absolutely. They were focused. You could tell warming up.
Free throw no good on the first attempt for Ella Kirby. 5'9 senior guard, averaging 10.5 a game. And she'll have one more free throw to go. Highland getting some subs in. Second free throw by Kirby. That is up, and that's going to be good. Splits a pair. Her first point this evening. 54-20 lead for Highland. Macy Mullis pass goes front court to Evie Mast. Ashley Mullet now probably done tonight. She has a seat for Highland. Here's Stutzman. Right point now, pass over to Evie Mast. She'll be fouled by Kirby. The 13th foul on Notre Dame. Kirby has her third.
Well, you did. So you got the subs coming in for Highland that have absolutely fresh legs. And I'll tell you what, and Notre Dame seeing that out there and having trouble just keeping up.
Yeah, because they're pretty good, too.
Yes, they are.
Stutzman will have a seat now. She'll be done for the night. Tori Weaver is in. Also in for Highland, Macy Miller, 5'7 freshman. Highland has it. Here's a drive to the lane. Joplin Yoder, head fake. Yoder in traffic, has it tied up. And the arrow does stay with Highland.
Yeah, that's pretty good defense right there, though, by Notre Dame. When Joplin got the ball, she had three girls around her real quick.
Certainly was. And now in for Joplin Yoder. She'll get to have a round of applause, and she'll come to the seats, replaced by Ellie Haberger. Macy Mullet and Mazet out top. Goes to Evie Mast. Left wing Weaver. Weaver to the foul line. On the right wing goes to Miller. Back in the corner now to Evie Mast. Back out top. Finds Haberger along the perimeter. 2:05 to play. Macy Mullet gets the handoff. Here's Evie Mast to the foul line. Poke loose. There's a steal by Katie Strickland. Bobbles it. Strickland to the front court. Picks it up. And has it stolen right back away by Macy Miller. 21st turnover on Notre Dame. Highland has 8 by comparison. Meanwhile, pass inside to Evie Mast, who lays it up and in. Macy Mullen on the assist. Evie Mast has 6, 56-20 Highland with the running clock. Notre Dame basketball. 1.5 to go. Here's Lily Madden on the right wing. Back out top, drive by Gracie Ashley. Her shot off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound poke loose. Put back up by Strickland. That's no good. Rebound to Haberger. Final minute, 20 to go. Highland will be moving on to the regional finals. Macy Mullet to the front court. 56-20, Lady Hawks. Her pass to the left point goes to Evie Mass, right wing to Haberger. Back in the corner now. Dribble down the drive by Macy Mullet. Her shot off the last is good. Macy Mullet.
Nice little penetration by Macy and finish.
She has 7. 58-20 Highland. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. We'll take a timeout. Back after this on WKOM.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof?
MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Notre Dame basketball out of the timeout. Shot for the foul, score up in the air. Going to be no good by Darden. Rebound fought for. Grabbed now by Jasa Bryant. On the right wing, back over to Ryan Purcell for Notre Dame. And Notre Dame able to get the seniors out. Got a well-deserved round of applause. Terrific season for Notre Dame. Will come to a close tonight against an outstanding Highland ball club. Bryant has it. Now 25 seconds to go. Back out off the dribble. Into the corner. Now goes to Purcell. Her three-pointer knocked down. Ryan Purcell.
Well, where's that been, right?
Yeah, the freshman. 13 seconds. After the game, we'll have high school scoreboard, of course, brought to you tonight by Village Motors. Final 5 seconds of the game. Highland Kind of moving on to the regional finals once again as they win it convincingly by a final score 58-23 over Notre Dame. Highland improves to 25-2. They won 13 games in a row. They'll take on either 6th-ranked Waterford or 3rd-ranked Newark Catholic Saturday night at 7 o'clock here at Pickerington North. Notre Dame, with the loss, will end their season at 20-5, snapping a 3-game winning streak. Again, the final, Highland a winner, 58-23 over Notre Dame, to move on to Saturday's regional finals. Back after this on WKLM.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin has been in business since 1948. They are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. They know what kind of dedication and sacrifices have to be made for student athletes, not only for their personal goals, but also for their teams. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute the parents, coaches, teachers, and the athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone is a proud supporter of the Highland Hawks and is proud to be part of this community.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
At the Mount Hope Auction every Wednesday, the Flea and Farmers Market opens at 7 a.m. The hay sale begins at 9:30 a.m. in Ring 2. At 9 a.m., the goat sale begins, followed by sheep. At 10:30 a.m. in the main ring, they start with farm calves, followed by dairy, pigs, hogs, feeders, followed by bulls, fat cattle, and call cows. The poultry and rabbit sale begins at 1 p.m. For more information on other sales and happenings at the Mount Hope Event Center throughout the year, you can go to mounthopeauction.com.
Stop cleaning your gutters. Get Gutter Bonnet and ABC Seamless Gutters, and your gutters will stay clog-free, guaranteed, or we'll clean your gutters free. Hi, this is Lauren Miller with Miller Custom Exteriors. Our gutters are 33% larger to prevent overflow, and our leaf protection keeps out leaves and debris. It's the perfect combination to keep your gutters worry-free. Call Miller Custom Exteriors today and say goodbye to cleaning your gutters. Visit us online at MillerCustomExteriors.com.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
If you're looking for a career in custom home construction, then join the team of professionals at Weaver Custom Homes. Weaver Custom Homes, an ESOP company, offers competitive salary packages, retirement benefits, paid vacation, flexible hours, and so much more. Check us out today at www.weavercustomhomes.com or give us a call at 330-264-5444. Weaver Custom Homes, providing quality custom homes for over 40 years.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Founded in 2005, Casa de Saucy Stone has been dedicated to serving the building industry and providing distributors with stone veneer products that exceed customer expectations. The innovative, creative staff at Casa de Saucy pride themselves on developing quality and transformative products that will take your project to the next level. For more information or to join their team, visit them at www.casadesaucy.com or give them a call at 330-830-9760. Your partners at Casa de Saucy Stone like to wish all the area teams good luck down the tournament trail.
It is a final on girls Division 4 regional semifinal basketball for Pickerington North, and it was all Highland as Highland dominated Notre Dame this evening by the final margin of 58-23, and Highland moving on to Saturday's regional championship game. Highland led 18-11 after one, and then they would take control of the game in that second quarter, outscoring Notre Dame 22-3 in the second, and really never looked back from there. Highland had a 40-14 halftime advantage. They led 52-18 through three. Now Highland wins the basketball game at a final margin 58-23 over Notre Dame. For Highland, leading the way in for the game was Ashley Mullett and Mallory Sussman for the contest here for this evening for the Lady Hawks. And as for the two team players are concerned, for Sussman, she had 16 points in all for Highland. And for Mallory Sussman, going 4-for-6 from a three-point distance, 2-for-4 from two-point range. Sussman finished up with 16 points and double figures for the third time in postseason play and the 18th time of the year for Mallory Sussman with those 16. Ashley Mullett also in double figures for the fourth time in postseason action and also the 23rd time on the season. As for Ashley Mullett, the Eastern District Player of the Year and Ohio Ms. Basketball finalist, she was 3-for-11 from three-point distance, 1-for-6 from two-point range, and 3-for-3 from the foul line. Mullett finished up with 14 points. Also, 7 points for Macy Mullett, the freshman, pumping in 7 points on the evening for her. Just 1 point shy of tying her season high. Also, 6 points for Evie Mast, and 4 points scored by Ellie Habiger. 6 points for Trish Troyer tonight. 5 points for Joplin Yoder, running out the Highland total of 58. For Notre Dame, led in scoring by Gracie Ashley. Ashley had 10 points, but only had 2 points after the first quarter tonight, as Highland really put the focus on her defensively after that. Ashley going 0-for-1 on three-point tries, 4-for-5 from two-point range, and 2-for-2 from the foul line. Ashley had 10 points. 4 points scored by Katie Strickland. 3 points for Bree Hicks. 3 points also by Ryan Purcell, and 2 apiece for Kaylin Darden tonight. I should say 2 points for Burden and also 1 point for Ella Kirby, running out the Notre Dame total of 23. Final score tonight, Highland wins at 58-23 of Notre Dame to move on to Saturday's regional championship match. Now for the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Behind the arc, Highland 10 of 27 for 37%. Notre Dame 2 of 9 for 22%. 2-point field goals, Highland 11 of 21 for 52%. Notre Dame 6 of 19 for 32%. From the charity stripe, Highland perfect 6 for 6, 100%. Notre Dame 5 of 9 for 56%. Total rebounds, Highland 27, Notre Dame 24. Total turnovers, Highland with 8, Notre Dame with 21.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, 6 boards for Joplin Yoder, 5 rebounds for Mallory Stutzman. And also 3 boards apiece for Evie Mass and Trish Troyer. They each had a pair of offensive rebounds tonight as well. And for Notre Dame, leading the way, it was Gracie Ashley. She finished up with 8 rebounds. 2 came at the offensive end. 5 boards for Ella Kirby as well. Highland wins it by the final score of 58-23, and really all Lady Hawks tonight.
It was a fantastic regional Highland Lady Hawk semifinal win. All right. Before we even came on air, I wrote down 2 words on my little stat sheet right here: depth and toughness. And that's exactly what Highland showed tonight. A lot of depth, wore Notre Dame down tremendously, and they came out and they were all tough. I mean, they just pushed Notre Dame out to almost half court to even start their offense. So it was just a really, really nice win for the Hawks.
And Don, one player that kind of helped set the tone, and we agree with that, Mallory Sussman, kind of early on, got an offensive board early in the game, hit a 3, and it just seemed like she kind of helped set the tone tonight for Highland.
She does. She got things going. And I'll tell you, I just love to watch her shoot the 3. It doesn't take her a millisecond to get that ball up in the air, and it's a good-looking shot, and she played really, really well tonight.
Mallory Sussman will be our 6th money's player of the contest. Of course, had the 16 points this evening to go along with her 5 rebounds tonight for Mallory Sussman. And Highland gets the big win tonight. They'll move on this Saturday. And we know Waterford, Newark Catholic, whoever it's going to be, a really good basketball teams, and it should be a battle on Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll guarantee you the Hawks are going to stick around. There will be somebody from that coaching staff is going to be staying here and watching this whole game. But I'll tell you what, there's no secrets here in the regional, especially regional finals. It's going to come down to effort. Highland gives 110%. It's pretty obvious to see that. And just sometimes the luck of the ball.
But I know Coach Slayball is going to come in. They're going to be focused, laser focused like they were tonight, and ready to play on Saturday.
Should be a lot of fun. Highland gets the win tonight, 58-23. They improve the record now to 25-2. They won 13 games in a row. Again, they'll take on either 6th-ranked Waterford or 3rd-ranked Newark Catholic. That's the second game tonight here at Pickerington North. And they'll play against either one of those teams Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Pickerington North. Of course, we'll be broadcasting that game for you on the radio and also be doing video for that, also delayed video for that on Saturday night. And, of course, tomorrow night we'll have Boys Division 4 District Championship Basketball. It'll be at Union Local. Highland takes on Moreau Central. We'll be having that game for you on the radio, also on Stream 1 on our website, and video live stream on YouTube for tomorrow night. Airtime is at 6:30 this evening. And, of course, Notre Dame ends their season with a record 20-5, snapping a three-game winning streak. That'll wrap things up. Trust here to the seating from Pickerington North. I do want to thank back at WKLM Sports Central, Zach Graff, of course, this evening. And also a reminder, we're going to be posting the video stream for tonight's contest to the WKLM YouTube page here momentarily. So stay tuned for that. Go to YouTube on WKLM Radio. We'll have that video live stream coverage for you tonight after this post-game show is over with. That way you can watch the video stream coverage as well. And in fact, it's on the YouTube as we speak. You can go and find that on our WKLM YouTube page. If you want to go back and watch the video stream coverage of it, do that as we speak. It's on the WKLM YouTube page right now here for the CD, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Casey Claxton and Natalie Holbrook. That'll wrap things up this evening from Pickerington North. Highland moving on to Saturday's regional final. They win at 58-23 over Notre Dame. So long, everybody.
If you or a loved one needs physical, occupational, or speech therapy services, trust the team at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek to help. Walnut Hills has been awarded a 5-star rating from CMS, as well as a high-performing rating from U.S. News. The data used to determine the rating shows a higher percentage of Walnut Hills rehabilitation residents return home than the state and national averages. And the rehospitalization rate for Walnut Hills residents is about half of the state and national averages. Walnut Hills offers both inpatient and outpatient therapy services. To learn more about the 5-star therapy services at Walnut Hills, call us at 330-893-3200.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors, offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 17279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, build on solid relationships.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Sauls in Berlin wishes good luck to all Holmes County coaches, players, and families on the tournament trail. They also invite you to stop in and see all the new spring items they have to offer, including potting benches and glass window boxes. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind unique item, including a large selection of hot sauces, marinara, and salsas to share with the community, visit Sauls online at saulsinberlin.com or find them on Facebook.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.